With me in the KRVS studios is Anne Laughlin, who works with United Blood Services, here to talk about a blood drive that will be taking place on the UL Lafayette campus tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Anne, I know you've been here to talk about blood services before,
right?
The organization here in Lafayette. People have been very generous throughout the year, but
absolutely,
it's been kind of a summertime drop-off here, and you all are in great need.
Right, and some of that is expected, and then some of that is a lot unexpected, but generally the summer months represent a huge challenge for blood collection. And part of this is because a lot of our blood, about a third of the blood we collect, is at high school specifically. And so schools are out, so those students are out of school. Elementary schools, that's another place we go a lot. They're out. Even UL, we have the drive tomorrow, but of course there'll be substantially less students on campus tomorrow than normal in the fall and the spring. And then, of course, summer vacations, especially right as soon as those schools let out, everybody's planning their trip to the beach or their trip to go visit grandma. And that's a great thing, and we're all for that. But at the same time, our blood needs in our community don't take a vacation. And in fact, the usage of blood tends to go up over the summer for a couple different reasons.
And what are those reasons?
Well, one of the reasons is just think about your own experience, your own life. If you have a surgery coming up, you're going to be likely to wait till a time that's very convenient, maybe when the kids are out of school, or if you're a teacher when you're not having to teach. So the elective surgeries go up over the summer. So that's one thing. Another thing is people have more time on their hands. And sometimes when you have more time on your hands, you might get into more trouble. With traveling, for example, car accidents, traumatic accidents are...
Children are out of school.
Right.
And there may be more accidents, playground.
Exactly.
Camp.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's more chance for those traumatic accidents where that O negative blood especially is so important to save the life of that injured person. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the reasons that that blood usage tends to go up over the summer while our donor pool tends to shrink.
Right. Well, you know, and some people just may be curious, what constitutes regular blood usage? We may not really have an idea of what that great need is normally.
That's a great question. So I mentioned a second ago, if somebody's in an accident
right,
victim, basically what's happening is we're trying to control that blood loss so the doctor can do everything he can do or she can do to save that patient's life. So an accident victim may use 50 plus pints of blood. We have times when we get calls to our center and say, okay, ship us all the O negative that you have because there's been a shooting, there's been a bad car wreck. So that's one time when that's used. Another time is, like we mentioned earlier, with routine surgeries. You want to keep some blood on hand for that in case there's any complications, and then some surgeries are just by their nature going to use blood. Another instance would be if during childbirth, if a woman's giving birth, blood is often used in that. Mm-hmm. And of course, cancer patients who are going through chemotherapy often have to use blood because the chemotherapy causes numerous complications, and one of those is it makes it harder for blood to clot, and that's where you've heard of platelet donors, where that's so, so precious and so, so important in giving those cancer patients the best chance they have of a recovery while they're going through that really harsh treatment of chemotherapy. And just to drive the point home, about one in every 10 patients that go into the hospital are going to need to use blood while they're there.
So there's an extensive ongoing need for blood all
right,
throughout the year, but it does rise somewhat in the summertime.
Right,
as well.
Exactly. The average is about 250 pints of blood a day for the hospitals, of 50 hospitals that United Blood Services in Southwest Louisiana.
And how many parishes do you cover?
32
parishes. So that's quite a need that you all are
right,
responsible for.
Absolutely.
And I guess some people may not really understand why you can't just keep blood forever indefinitely.
Sure. There is an expiration date on blood. For red blood cells, it's 42 days, and that is the blood that is going to be used if someone is in that traumatic accident, for a person during surgery, for a mother who just had a child who lost blood during that process. Plasma lasts a year. That is the one component of blood that can be frozen, and it will last up to a year. And then our platelets, those only lasts for 5 days. And two of those days are actually in testing. So once we get it to the point where we can send it to a hospital, that platelet unit is going to last for about 3 days.
So you need a steady supply of blood.
Right, exactly. So it's not something that we can be like the good grasshopper and stock up in the winter for the summer, or opposite, summer for the winter. Mm-hmm. It's something that we have to have all the time, that we need a constant replenished supply of blood.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some people I'm sure who are listening have never given blood. Mm-hmm. And there's probably an uncertainty
apprehension,
among some people,
sure.
Apprehension. Could you just describe the process?
Absolutely. So when you go to give blood, the first thing that happens is you are interviewed. We want to make sure that the blood donation is safe for you as a donor. We also want to make it sure that it's safe for that hospital patient to receive your blood. So you're going to be asked a series of questions. It's about 56 questions. It takes about 15 minutes, and maybe later we can talk about doing that online too. Mm-hmm. So you'll be asked those questions. They're going to do a little mini physical on you, which includes your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your iron count, your temperature, and each of those have a range in which it's safe for you to donate on that particular day. So if you pass that, at that point you go into the bed, and you know, one thing we hear all the time is that I'm scared of needles. So if you're out there listening and you have that fear, what I'm going to ask you to do is to pinch the inside of your arm for 3 seconds. And once you do that, you have experienced that part of the blood donation process. It'll be easy sailing after then. It'll take about 10 minutes to fill up the bag. And after that, you wait for about 15 minutes. And that's just to make sure that there's no reactions. Most blood reactions will occur within 15 minutes of the donation. So we make sure that that donor is in our sight during that time. Get the snacks. We got snacks. We have salty snacks and water with electrolytes that you can have. And then you're on your way.
Well, if you are just tuning in, we're talking about a blood drive that will take place tomorrow here on the UL campus.
Yes.
My guest, Ann Laughlin, works with United Blood Services, which covers 32 parishes, and they're having they're in great need of blood this summer. So they're asking for people to get in touch with them. You would prefer if people reserved a time beforehand, or does it matter?
Well, for tomorrow, the best thing is just to come on out. And so that's tomorrow. We're going to have the bus parked in front of Dupree Library. We're going to be here from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon.
Okay, so at any time during the day, you can just show up and you'll accommodate them.
Right. And now one thing people can do that's brand new is those 56 questions I mentioned earlier, they can actually answer those questions online. It has to be the day of the donation. So if you want to give tomorrow, it would have to be tomorrow. You go to our website, www.unitedbloodservices.org. That's www.unitedbloodservices.org. And on the left-hand screen, it's kind of in the bottom of your line of sight. It's a blue button. It says Health History Questionnaire. Click on that, answer the questions, and you can print out, we call it a ticket. And it is confidential because we are under HIPAA, so that your information is going to be encrypted. Bring that to the bus and they can scan that, and that's going to expedite your time on the bus by about 10 minutes.
All right. Well, check their website out and you can answer all those questions and it'll be easy sailing.
Right.
And I know some people are repeat donors.
Absolutely.
And they've set up like a schedule of donations. Tell us about that. Do you have a lot of people doing that?
Well, we would love to have more, for sure. Mm-hmm. You can make an appointment to any of our blood drives or any of our blood drives that are open to the public at bloodhero.com.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that website's bloodhero.com. And if you want to make an appointment at our center or any of our mobile units open to the public, you can do that. We're starting to get in the habit now, especially at our center, is before you leave to schedule your next appointment. Kind of like if you think about when you go to the dentist, before you leave, you have your next appointment scheduled. And so then that way, you're in our system, we got you, and it's convenient for you because then you know when you're eligible, when the next time you can come is, and then it's good for us because then we know that that blood supply is going to be constantly replenished.
Right, you're a sustaining donor.
Right, yes.
And about how much time is that? between
blood donations, sure. If you do whole blood, that's going to be a 8-week time frame. It's technically 56 days, but it's about 2 months between each donation. If you do our double red cell procedure, and that's so important because it allows us to take 2 units of the life-saving red blood cells. We give you some of your fluid back, so you only lose 1 pint total. If you do that procedure, not only do you do an extra good deed, but it will be 4 months until your next eligible donation date.
So you can replenish all that.
Right.
Anyway, it's something interesting, and I know I've known a number of people who have done that and just become regular donors at United Blood Services. The blood drive is tomorrow. It's on the UL campus.
Yes.
Do you have any suggestions for parking? I know there's a parking lot on the corner of Girard Park and St. Mary.
Right.
So that's not far from
DPI Library.
Right.
I think that would be the best place. It's not far at all to walk from there to DuPre Library, and of course, teachers, faculty that are on campus and students who are on campus. If you have, okay, your class is done or come an hour early before your class. And one thing that's so important, each pint of blood we collect has the potential to save 3 lives. Because as we were talking earlier about those components, the platelets, the plasma, and the red blood cells, each of those are separated and each of those go to a different hospital patient. So you're helping 3 different lives, 3 different people, 3 different families with every donation. And just think about everything you do in your daily life and how many things do you do that within 30 minutes to an hour of your time, you can help that many people. And so I just want to encourage that, especially if you have the hesitation, to maybe put you over that hump of, you know what, this is something that tomorrow when United Blood Services is over here at UL Lafayette that I'm going to do.
Right. Now, are there some physical specifications, age, weight, that people need to know about?
Absolutely. And that all goes back to making sure it's safe for you as a donor to donate because we want to take care of our donors as well as our patients. You need to weigh at least 110 pounds. If you're over 22, there may be some additional height, weight requirements. And you need to be at least 16 years old. I doubt we're going to have very many 16-year-olds coming tomorrow, but if you are 16, you would need a specific permission from your parent that they would sign. It's one of the documents that they would have to get on the bus. And that's about it for whole blood. Double red blood cells, there's some extra specifications, and we're going to test your iron, your blood pressure, all that kind of stuff to make sure that it's in line for donation as well.
And people can find all that information on your website, can't
they? Yes. It would be under the frequently asked questions under learn more.
All right. So if you weren't jotting those down, you can check the United Blood Services website.
Yes.
And again, that is unitedbloodservices.org.
Yes.
And find out more. But there will be a bus in front of DuPre Library tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. To collect blood. And you can just show up. You don't need to reserve a time.
Right.
Just come. And if you do fill out that form ahead of time online, that takes away about 15 minutes or so from
once
your
you get on
the
bus. Yes.
Well, Anne, thank you so much. I know that United Blood Services has been a big part of the community for many years.
Yes, we've been here for a long time.
Right. And again, they have a great need right now as kind of a drop in blood donations this summer and are asking for help from the community, particularly here on the UL campus, staff, faculty, students. If you can help out, they will be there all day tomorrow. Call the office or go to their website for further information.
Well, thank you so much, Judith.
Thank you, Anne.